Over to you, Mark.
We've about drained his bank account here already with all these darn ideas. But yeah, they say that's the HOA deal. Marty, have you talked to the folks that are kind of the decision makers at the HOA at all? Have you had a chance to meet them?
WB9CFC.
We'll get together, you know, so you could come out and meet the neighbors, and they were running it, and we had kids' sporting events, so I got there pretty late, and so I just talked to the president and one of the officers, and I kind of kept it down to, you know, just, you know, who I was and try to get to know them and stuff like that, but they seem like real nice folks. I mean, I've heard a lot of the horror stories about HOAs, and you know, without actually knowing, my impression so far is that they are pretty relaxed. I mean, they have ambitions to keep the neighborhood vibe, you know, as it was intended to be. And reading over the documentation, you know, you get a lot of the usual stuff. You know, you need to submit plans to them for improvements that are made to the property and so on. But the only kind of radio thing that's mentioned directly is shortwave. So I kind of think that there's room to nose in there. And, you know, I kind of think that I would, you know, make a plea based on, you know, this is part of, you know, what I would find enjoyable, try to make it a little bit personal, like, hey, this is for me. This isn't just, you know, some random what. Rob, I was going to respond to something you said. Oh, yeah, the clear note. I was just looking at that here, and that does look really interesting. And I kind of think that, you know, even if I didn't go that kind of pre-built route, like the, you know, getting a pie, and I don't know a ton about it yet, but just doing like an electronics project to get a hotspot could be pretty fun, a little adventure. Go ahead, Rob.
WB9CSP.